MSM silent as U.S. Gov uses Vegas shooting to push bill allowing warrant-less searches. The Aegis Alliance. As the mainstream media, MSM, dished out the relentless coverage of the Harvey Weinstein sex scandal, there's a single key piece of legislation the MSM is ignoring, and if this passes, it will have a huge negative impact on all Americans. More than 40 organizations, such as Freedom of the Press Foundation and American Civil Liberties Union, have joined together to condemn the USA Liberty Act, a trendy name for a dangerous bill that gives reauthorization and creates additional loopholes for Section 702 of FISA, Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. In a letter directed at the House Judiciary Committee, the coalition noted that one of the most apparent problems with the USA Liberty Act is that it fails to address problems with the backdoor search loophole, which allows the government to conduct warrantless searches for details of folks who are not targets of Section 702, such as U.S. residents and also citizens. The USA Liberty Act departs from the recommendation produced by the President's Review Group on Surveillance, appropriations amendments that have previously passed the House, and urgings of civil society organizations, which would have expected a probable lead to warrant prior to looking the Section 702 database for details about a U.S. citizen or resident absent narrow exceptions. As written, it raises a number of issues. First, the bill's most glaring deficiency is that it does not demand a warrant to access content material in circumstances exactly where the principal goal is to return foreign intelligence. This is an exception that threatens to swallow the rule. Unsurprisingly, the USA Liberty Act claims it would better shield Americans' privacy by requiring the government to need a genuine national safety purpose just before looking into an individual's database. Then, when they do have this goal established, they're expected to obtain a court order primarily based on probable lead to appear at the content material of communications, except when lives or security are threatened, or an earlier probable lead to primarily based court order or warrant has been granted. The Free Thought Project had previously reported what the USA Liberty Act does not promote. This is the reality that the FBI's legitimate national safety purpose could be justified by just about any purpose the agency chooses to give. Also, agents would only need to have supervisory authority in order to search the metadata of Americans. As the coalition notes in the letter, the bill's existing language leaves room for the government to conduct queries and access content material for law enforcement purposes without the need of a warrant, which ought to be regarded a direct violation of the Fourth Amendment. The existing language does not make clear that the government have to have a warrant to access content material for law enforcement searches exactly where the goal may possibly not be to particularly get proof of a crime, or in circumstances exactly where there may possibly be a dual foreign intelligence and criminal goal. As such, the bill could nevertheless permit the government to conduct queries and access content material without the need of a warrant in circumstances involving criminal investigations and prosecutions. The coalition also criticizes the USA Liberty Act's wide range of consent and emergency exceptions, stating that the emergency provision does not parallel analogous provisions in FISA and demand imminence, or that the government goes back to the FISA court for a warrant immediately after starting the emergency surveillance. While the government claims the goal of FISA is to maintain surveillance on the communications of foreign targets who'd been suspected of being terrorists, it should be noted that the law has used this to spy on the communications of innocent Americans despite this being ruled illegal, and any reauthorization of the law will only enable it to continue beneath the guise of preventing terrorism. When the USA Patriot Act was passed in 2001, and then the USA Freedom Act was passed in 2015, the United States government made use of worry-based propaganda, disguised in the type of all-American titled legislation, which was spread without the need of contest by the MSM. Section 702 is set to expire on December 31st of 2017, which signals that Americans will probably see the exact same game be set into motion as the government prepares to pass the USA Liberty Act, a bill that does the opposite of its name. Kyle James Lee, The Aegis Alliance. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 International License.